listening to the Sports Games on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to Mean Gene the Sports Machine here on SB Nation Radio. It's the Sports Kings Super Bowl 51 show. You know, we do this every year, folks. We look forward to it. And earlier, we talked about point spreads here. As you know, the New England Patriots is a three-point favorite in this game. Really shocked of that total points, which is 58 points. So, anyway, I have an expert here. She's going to go on and talk about this. I am talking about the NFL Network, Cynthia Freeland. She also has appeared on NFL Fantasy Live and NFL Game Day Morning. And welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Well, thank you for having me. I need a cool, like, amazing name, like the Sports Machine. Like, that's a great name.
I don't even know how that Sports Machine thing came about. Mean Gene was one I had from childhood.
That would make sense, though.
Right.
But, like, I mean, it just works for you, right?
And,
like, your voice is amazing, too. I got to learn how to do it. I need to channel it.
See, all right, come on now. Okay, you almost threw me off here. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so, hey, welcome to the show. Welcome
to
Radio Row.
I love Radio Row.
You're going all over the place just doing interviews, I'm sure, right?
It's fun, yeah. I think that's the best part. We all get to, like, meet each other and share knowledge. Like, you know, I'm in L.A. normally, so I don't get to meet everyone all the time, so it's wonderful to be here.
It's wonderful, and I have seen your work on TV, and I'm sitting there because, you know, when I'm not doing this sports stuff, you know, I kind of get into that, you know, point spread stuff. I've been to Vegas. Once or twice in my life. Yes. And listen, I need every edge I can get to do what I need to do. So tell me a little bit about point spreads and why is it that Vegas sometimes hit these things right on the nose?
Well, if you look at how basically they know more than us is the answer, right? If you look at how it's kind of evolved and what the amazing people who are, like, setting lines and making games more interesting for all of us to kind of think through in advance, and you can shut your eyes and be like, wow, 27 points for this team, 28 for this, 50. Okay, like, you know, you get a chance to kind of imagine the game beforehand. So I think what Vegas has done is they, like, made us connect to that, which is kind of cool. I'm a big, like, a big fan, obviously, of thinking through games in a very numbers-driven way before games. So,
so I got to ask you, you probably are a math major.
No, I was not a math major, but I do have a master's in predictive analytics, and I got my MBA. So I did a lot of math after. I was a banker.
Okay, I needed you a couple of years ago when I decided to go back to school at 49 years old.
You went? What did you get?
And
for what?
And I was trying to get my management degree.
Killing it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. But then they told me I had to take, like, this math course.
Here's what I really want to do. I want people to like math like I like it. I don't want them to be like, there's a lot of like, you know, maybe you didn't like your high school math teacher. I don't know what it was, but people get turned off to math for whatever reason. I actually, like, I want on TV to people to love math and, like, telling math stories through sports. What's better than that? Everybody loves that, right? Like, I want people to love math. It's sad.
I'm not there yet, okay?
Soon.
All right.
We'll get there.
I might feel a little bit better about it after we get done here. So, what is the difference between point spreads we see in the regular season and then when we get to the Super Bowl? How is that determined?
Well, I think that's a lot of function of supply and demand, right? Like, so they're the amazing odds makers. They know more about, you know, what people, the mindset of the people that are going to be watching, and, like, 150 million people watch a Super Bowl. So they view it differently than each game, which, you know, not as many people watch a regular season game as Super Bowl. So they kind of envision it in a different way. Typically, this is, I've seen 59, but, like, those things that my employer, my mom knows a lot more about that 59 than I do because I work for the NFL and my mom doesn't. But those numbers are, this one's the highest one ever. So the last few times that's happened, 11, 7, 09, that's not in order, but 02, 7, 9, and 11, we've seen very high numbers like this, and three of those times New England Patriots have been involved, and we've not gotten to those high scores in the past four times. So if you want to think of it that way, sometimes the high score reflects kind of demand of what people's mindsets are, and people capitalize.
And these two quarterbacks who have thrown the ball for over some almost 8,000 yards combined between the both of them. But you know what, though? So here, let's talk about Matt Ryan, because I think you and Matt Ryan had something coming.
We went to Boston College together. Yeah, he was, I think we overlapped for a year, But,
really?
Yep, 1 year. But,
So are you just happy to see how he has, because, you know, he's Matty Ice. Anytime you get a nickname, you have done
well,
right? I
know. You know I like nicknames. Yes.
Exactly.
So, no, I'm happy to see. Listen, I think this is a great, this Super Bowl has so many good storylines on both sides, right? Tom Brady, fifth ring. The Quester is fifth ring. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan, like, trying to solidify his space as, is he elite? Not all these questions, trying to, like, get there and, like, you know, seal the deal for all of us. So I like both storylines. I think that's great. But I don't think he's going to throw for more than 300 yards.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Okay, so I want to talk about that.
You okay?
So, I mean, let's talk about, you don't think he's going to throw for 300 yards. So, but
nope. I think it's going to be close, but not definitely not like 315 or anything that I've seen anywhere else like
you
that.
You just don't think Bill Belichick and that defense is going to allow for that much?
It's not about allow. So I look at the pace of play. I think that's like a very important thing to contextualize the stats. So the Falcons, they play at a very efficient, they don't play at a fast pace, but they're efficient. So in the past five or so games and the whole season long, they have the most points per drive scored. So they only have about 10, 11 drives per game. Mm-hmm. Most teams have like almost 12, maybe even a little higher than 12 drives per game, and they average about 2.5 points per game. So you're seeing there's more points in fewer drives. So if you disrupt those drives, the Falcons will have to start throwing. But I don't know with that balance of run and pass if they're – I think they're going to try to do it with small chunk yardage, they're not going to have.
And speaking of that passing and running scenario that you just brought up, I mean, they got players that can do that with Devontae Freeman, who can run, pass, do whatever.
Here's something you got to be careful on. The Patriots defense has not allowed an individual, so one person, to rush for more than 90 yards in something like 2 years. So be careful with just Devontae Freeman. Look for shorter passes, maybe, and the use of, obviously, they have Tevin Coleman too, right? So
right.
Between Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, they've been averaging almost 148 yards per game in the past five. Remember, those are all wins, so you rush for more and wins, right? So I just don't know if I think we're going to see any individual run for more than 90 yards.
Hey,
I don't think it's going to happen.
Folks, that's not me talking. That's someone who's way smarter than me. Jeez,
No.
This is Cynthia Freeland.
Listen, when I get a nickname, then I'll know I've made it.
Cynthia Freeland, the analytics expert. Folks, you have seen her on the NFL Network and NFL Game Day. She's breaking it down here on the Sports King Show. And I know we got about two more minutes left to go in this segment. So, let's talk about Julian Edelman and Julio Jones.
All right.
Who's going to get the better of that matchup there?
That's an interesting question. So when you look at the Falcons' defense, something I've noticed, actually, the Patriots and the Falcons' defenses have in the regular season gave up the same number of passes completed over 20 yards. That was surprising to me. Mm-hmm. And the Falcons' defense has actually given up more deep plays, so passes more than 20 yards or rushes more than 10 yards, than they have intermediate ones. So that big play is going to be a key. Mm-hmm. However, do I think it's going to be Edelman that's going to be running that route, or is it going to be Chris Hogan
like we saw last time?
And Chris Hogan, who averages a ridiculous yards per catch and yards per route run. So to me, he's got a lot of weapons. It's going to be like, okay, which one will Bill Belichick be playing chess with? But that deep ball will have a factor there.
What's the possibility of everybody just being wrong, okay? We see a blowout and a low-scoring game. I mean, a low-scoring game would be something like 28-3,
right?
You know, but definitely under the point spread. What's the chance of that happening?
I don't think we're getting to 59 like at all, but I do think that we're gonna see. I think we'll see a competitive game, but of course, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
All right, okay, that's great. So, folks, hey, you have been listening to Cynthia Freeland, the analytics expert, breaking it down here on the Sports Kings.
Thank you for being here.
Okay?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have fun here.
Yeah, you too.
All right, folks. So, hey, we are near the end of this segment, folks. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show here on the Sports King Super Bowl show here on SB Nation Radio. Mean Gene, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
And I mean, she broke it down. I mean, she just basically told us that, you know, she agrees with this point spread here. And she thinks that, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, these guys, they plan and how they hold running backs down to under 100 yards, which is critical. So we're going to see what will the Falcons do. Will they go with the run game? Will they go with the passing game? So if he's going to stop the run, he also has to stop the pass, which is Julio Jones. So we're going to see what Malcolm Butler day is going to look like. Folks, so you're listening to the Sports King Super Bowl show right here on SB Nation Radio.